I gotta go.
Just have a seat anywhere. I'll start asking for tickets for random drawings here.
All right.
As a matter of fact, the game is basically a memory game. You have to remember what you're going to see on the screen. So if you want to take your back for a ticket, we'll tear it in half and...
just grab a ticket, tear it half, one in the fishbowl. Oh, everyone's showing up. Yeah, just pass that along, please. Whoever wants to put one in, yeah, keep one, put one in there. Anyone else here for, he's got a ticket over here. I got mine. Whoever wants it, grab a ticket, half in the bowl, half for you. Don't have to write your name or anything like that. Just okay. Anyone else wants to? Here's your roll.
Oh, shucks.
That's okay.
What did you, you have to be practicing? What are they doing that?
So for contestants here, they'll call up your number, the last three digits pretty much.
Okay.
Okay. All right, and you did yours over here? Nope.
No.
Contestant, want to be down over there? Contestant, want to be a contestant?
Yeah, you can just grab a ticket.
Okay. If there's any other people coming, we'll just do more over here.
Yeah, I'll say, hey, what can these guys do with that?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my God, a warehouse or something.
Oh, Uncle Greg.
Anybody else want to sign up? Take a ticket. No, all set? Okay. Basically, first I want to pitch the game show for us again. We're part of our group with the online game show community of furries. And we have a Telegram channel. If you go search for game show furries, or you can go to t.me/gameshowfurries, and that'll take you to the chat room. We do have online games as well. I'll do the commercials for those later. this game here is basically a memory game. And what's going to happen is, and I'll explain the rules really simply, but basically there's going to be a subject there, there's going to be facts over here, you're going to try to blindly pick the facts to match the subject. If you get all the way, if you get the two facts to match the subject, you get a point, 3 points you win, and you'll get a $10 Amazon card. I have enough material for three games, but we're going to play at least two, depending on how fast this goes. Okay. The two people who will be contestants are going to sit over here because there's nothing over here that has the answers. Okay. And then these are members of the improv team. They're going to act out whatever wacky stuff shows up. So hopefully we're going to have some fun with this on the last day. Okay. all right. So first number is the ticket ending at 229. Did you want to get in on the game?
Sure.
It's a memory game.
I was trying to get here a few minutes earlier.
Okay.
Get started.
Tear off one ticket.
Yeah, just one each?
Just tear off one ticket. Okay. Put half in here and keep the other half.
Either
one doesn't matter.
Okay.
Right. Just have a seat over there.
Yeah.
Watch the. No, not you.
Okay, yeah. Say what? Where am I going?
I haven't enjoyed your name
I'm
yet. I haven't enjoyed your name yet. Right, just have a seat there.
So that was fast.
Okay, and the other one. Ending in 236. 236.
Come on,
check this.
Anybody?
236.
That's you?
That's you?
All right, just have a seat over here.
Yeah, when you were in, was it Philly or Pittsburgh, whatever it was, I put it in like 1 second later, 228. Oh, that's me! it happens.
That was quick.
I think that was at Edgecon, yeah.
Just their coin toss.
Okay. You have to
Just set up here. This is going to be the same as what's up there. There's no answers over here. Okay. Let me make sure I have an idea of what's going on. Basically, you're subject here, facts over here, and you're going to basically blindly pick a on each of the facts. Hopefully, this facts 12%.
Okay.
Make a dozen moves trying to try to find the two facts on the side of this. It's really simple.
That's it. Just see what happens.
I'm getting more water. I'll just get the introduction going while you're getting ready, Lumen, okay? And, this should be true. Let's have some fun here. It's the game of match facts, memory, and fun. Watch as our players try to match the facts as they try to line them up.
Yeah.
And now here's your host for Furry Line Them Up, Cyrus.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much. All right, well, it's Sunday at a con. Let's relax and have some fun here. You're going to see our players trying to test their memory with the facts that you're going to see up on the screen. And before we get started, I do want to also introduce our improv team who's going to be assisting with what you're going to be seeing happening here. Keith Carr, and I'm sorry, I forget the other name. Sorry.
Yes. Veggie Gator.
All right.
Dr. Manic.
There you go. They've just been in the improv panel that took place last night, and they've done other improv shows and cons. And always check them out when you can. Okay. And we also have two contestants with me over here. My right, your left is Lumen.
I am Dog.
Okay.
Yes.
And you want to say anything for the crowd?
I know a lot of facts, mostly about dogs.
Okay. And your name?
Otto.
Otto?
Yep.
Where are you from?
Northeast Mass. North Boston.
Oh, okay.
Essex County, maybe?
Yep.
North Jersey.
Yep.
Everly. Everly,
that's
Mass.
That's the exact
address.
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Okay. All right, so here's how we play. If you want to take a second to look up at the screen there. What we have up there are three. You can look here. It's the same thing. There's no answers down here. What we have in the center is a topic or a subject. This will be a character, a person, place, or thing, something furry related. And then in the A and the B columns, we have six facts, numbered 1 through 6, and they're each related to one of those subjects, the topics in the middle. I'm going to show you a subject, and then when it's your turn, you're going to pick either the A column or the B column, and a number from 1 to 6 to see which fact shows up. If it matches, then you get to pick from the other side. But if it doesn't match, then you lose a turn and your opponent will get a chance to guess. But before we do that, we're going to have our improv team act out whatever comes up, and it should be hopefully very funny. Okay? Now, I did a point on if you match between the subject and the two facts, you get a point, and the first of 3 points wins, and you'll get a $10 Amazon code. Okay? All right, now I did a coin toss, and we have Lumen go first. We do have six subjects, so 1 through 6, which one would you like to see first?
One.
Number one. Okay, so the first subject that we're going to be dealing with is Bear from Bear in the Big Blue House. So now, I want you to pick an A column or a B column, and then give me a number from 1 to 6. I'm going to see if it matches Bear. Okay? So which one do you want, A or B?
A1.
Okay. All right, so let's see what we have for A1. So A1, we're saying that Bear can imitate your voice. That is, unfortunately, not a match. So anything you guys could do with Bear from the Big Blue House imitating people's voices?
Yes.
Okay.
So you can be, you can sit on this cutter.
You can stand up and do it.
Well, I'll okay.
You can stand up and do it.
Yeah. So you can be the audience. You're going to be the audience over here watching the television show. No, you can sit there, actually.
Just
I'm
going
to be a bear from the Big
just
Blue
do
House,
it.
And you're going to be...
Oh, my God, just deal.
Big...
Hello, Bear!
Moo, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. You sound different.
Do I? Because I feel like I sound like the same every day.
You're starting to sound like me!
Am I talking to you or something?
Oh, you're Bear! What are you doing?
with that. So that, like I said, is not a match, so we go back over to you. Oh, and just so you know, even though you're sitting on this side, this is your score over here, and you're on that side.
Okay.
All right, so now, we're still with Bear. You want to go on A column, B column, and what number?
I'll try B3.
B3. Okay, B3. You're telling us that Bear has extremely rich uncle. That's unfortunately not a match. Can you do anything with that? Bear's rich uncle?
Hello. Oh, welcome to my humble home over here in the big, big Bluebuck house. How are you, Uncle Rob? Yes?
Yes. I'm Uncle Rob from the Barrington Estate.
Barrington Estates. Yes.
I like your big blue house.
Yes, it's nice.
It's
we
very
have,
small compared to my big blue
yes.
mansion slash.
We have all this. It's actually quite spacious if you come over here. This is our 50 square foot cook kitchen. It's only a set, so there's only like two walls here. But don't worry about the open space over there.
I'm buying your house.
All right. Okay, so unfortunately that was not a match. Now we go back to you. Where you want to go?
A5.
Okay, A5. We have Bear, but this time, Bear is originally from Texas. That's not correct.
Oh no.
This
isn't fair. What's the deal with this? Howdy, partner. Welcome to the big blue wagon.
Well, howdy, dude.
Howdy,
uncle.
So we're gonna go over to you now.
Alright.
A5.
I think we get something.
Did you already say that?
Yep.
Alright, well, A5.
Oh, wait, did I just say the same?
Okay, I think you did. I'll call Balgan on that. So.
Oh, okay.
What do you
want to do? I don't remember too well on that. So he just did A5. Okay.
Alright.
Probably should have mentioned. Alright. I don't think we did B5 yet.
You want to do B5? Okay, yeah. So B5 this time. Bear hates plumbers. Unfortunately, that's not a badge, but can we do anything with it?
Okay, so you can be the... Nope. Okay.
Ooh, oh, jeez. Oh, you're here to fix the sink today.
That's right, that's me.
Oh. Is that a plumber?
Oh, don't worry, no, it's the, it's
I hate plumbers!
It's the electrician. Oh, come in, electrician.
Okay.
Why does he have a plunger?
No, it's a meter. He plugs it against the wall outlet, you see, Tunner. And then when he plugs in the wall outlet, there's a meter. That's what the little wooden rod is for. It comes out more and more and more, the more electricity's in the wall. Yes.
You wouldn't lie to me, Bear.
No, of course not. Let's go over here.
Get to work.
Get over here. Let's go play some Super Smash Bros.
What's he doing with the toilet?
Get to work.
Alright, so unfortunately, again, that's not a match. But also remember those specs, because they may come up later when you have to go to the next subject. Okay? Alright. So now, your choice again.
A3.
Okay, A3. This time, Bear. Bear's an army of turtles.
Sweet. Knew it.
Alright. So, excellent. Unit AB. The Fire Thunder Division. All right, you're gonna move 2 centimeters northwest.
Which one of us is the turtle?
This is the Sloth Division.
I understand, sir.
Meet the enemy head on, and we'll make sure that don't let them get away.
I'll catch
don't
them.
Don't let them
sir.
Get away. Sloth Division. I need you to go over the river. Don't drown.
Alright. Okay, so we're gonna go move on back to you, Otto.
Alright. We've done B6 yet.
B6? Okay, B6. This time we're saying that Bear has a signature cha 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 dance. And that's a match. Okay? So now, that's good. So now, let's see if we can find the fact on A that matches Bear.
We need 1, 5. Really should have written this down. I don't think. Do we do A2 yet?
Wanna go with A2?
Yeah.
Okay, A2, this time. Bear also talks and sings with the moon every night, and that is correct.
Woo!
You get a point. So, like I said, you need 3 to win. All right?
Oh, okay.
So, you have to get 2 more. All right, so we're going to go back to you in just a second. I'm going to clear out all of this. Now, I'll get you the chance to pick the next subject. So you have 2 through 6.
6.
Number 6. Okay, this time our subject is going to be dialed up. So now, I will tell you, one of those facts came up earlier. So can you remember where it was? Oh, by the way, you don't have to do Donald's voice.
Oh, come on!
No! We have to do Donald!
Yes, you do.
A1.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to A1. You're telling us that Donald Duck can imitate your voice. That is not correct. This might be interesting.
Okay, so we're here for a voice acting conference, auditions. Duck Donald. Which one of you is Duck Donald?
He's Donald.
Okay. I want to hear your. I want to hear a deep vocal range. Can you give me something like Beast from Beauty and the Beast?
I cannot do this. Okay.
How about a Mickey Mouse?
Tighten your embouchure. I got my voice box removed the other day. I really don't know why, but he just gave me his voice for some fucking reason. I have no idea. What did you do with my voice?
All right. Okay. All right. So, going back to you, like I said, one of the facts had already been revealed for Donald. So, do you remember where that is?
I'm going to say no, unfortunately. But I'll go first.
Oh, yeah, that's a different
branch. Wait. Maybe I try to see if you want to pick something we haven't seen yet.
I think I've done B2. But I'm going to try B2.
What, do B2?
Yeah.
Okay, B2. And we're saying this time Donald Duck. He's usually seen sitting on a pirate's shoulder.
I haven't done that one, alright.
Yes, Donald. Yes. Very good, very good. I see over there on the horizon, there is the island where the One Piece is. Oh, what's that there? Oh, come here, George. Oh. That's your rival bird. Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
oh, no,
yeah,
it's landing
on it's me, the rival bird. Agrabah.
It's giving us the bird.
He doesn't have a nickname. Okay, so we go back to you, Lumen.
B3.
B3? Okay, B3. We're going to see that Donald Duck. That's it's extremely rich uncle. Right. Yeah. Okay, so now, let's see if you can find the fact on A. That goes to Donald.
A4.
A4? Okay, A4. We're saying that Donald Duck has extremely rich uncle and is loved by people in Philadelphia.
I mean, that's
we can't do anything with that. So that's okay.
Is well, I mean, that
if you want to just do Philadelphia or do both, I don't care.
Okay. Hello, I am your rich uncle in Pittsburgh. Yes. Oh, Donald Duck. Oh, my lovely nephew. Let's come with me to the steel factory. Observe our 2 workers and our lack of painting safety codes.
Where did the others go?
Don't worry about that. The river gets shallower every year, but don't worry about that. We have this lovely convention over here called Anthrocon. And that's where I make my real riches, you see.
Oh.
That is where Akupage delivers thousands of dollars in...
That's Pittsburgh.
Let's just...
He's too rich, he doesn't know where Pittsburgh is. Yeah, I don't concern myself.
This is 2005.
All right. Okay, so Otto, where you want to start with first? You know which one's right.
But do you remember?
Yeah.
Remember? Because that one, I'm like, I heard it was on B7. I forgot the number. You got it first. I think we did 8-5. Did we do 8-2 for this round yet?
I haven't kept up.
Sorry.
It's the game.
Yeah. Because I did 8-2. Try A-2.
A-2?
Yeah.
Okay, A-2. Donald Duck.
Oh.
Chocolate that's sinks in the food every night. That's yeah. Do I do that one?
Yeah,
we're going to
do that.
Yes,
it is I, the waning gibbous. Yes. Oh, hello, Donald. How are you this fine evening?
Chai duck.
I can't hear you. You're over hundreds of thousands of miles away. You're going to have a cancer voice even louder than that to talk to me.
Oh, glorious moon, I see to you.
Count duck. You're
starting
to sound like a gargoyle now.
Cancer got worse.
Okay, now, back to you. Remember the first fact.
A6.
A6? Okay, we're going to A6 this time. Donald Duck is jealous of Mickey Mouse's fame. That's right.
B3! B3!
B3 has retreated. B3! You get a point. And now it's tied. And like I said before, it's 3 to win. So we're going to clear that out. We're going to go to you now. So
okay.
If you want to pick 2, 3, 4, or 5.
3.
Okay, this time our subject is Sandy Cheeks. SpongeBob. Alright, so where do you want to go with A or B and number? Because we did see one of them.
I really want to say A2, but I feel like that's not the one. But we'll try A2 again.
A2 again?
Yeah,
okay, A2.
No, that's the
toxic.
I'm there in the sea. Where is the moon? It's really fuzzy. It's really blurry. I hope it's here soon.
Oh, right.
Amazing.
Good job.
Sorry.
Okay, all right, now over to you.
B2. I think I saw one of those.
B2?
B2.
One of
B2.
Hers
B2.
Earlier.
I'm not sure. Okay. B2. They're saying the Sandy Cheeks. Usually you
nope,
see him sitting
that.
On Pirate's shoulder.
Oh, well, I guess I'm okay.
Oh, gee, over there. There's the Gulf of Mexico shoreline over there. That's where we want to head off.
Or that be where the buried treasure be.
Yes. Oh, excellent.
Hi. Still Gilbert Godfrey. All
right. Okay, so not a match, and over to you.
A5.
Yeah. A5. Okay, A5. Sandy Cheeks.
It's
a visual.
Is
that right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so that's a
that's
match.
The one I
and
saw.
What is. Let's see if we can find a match on B. So think about what has and probably has not been shown.
I'm just going to throw it out there.
B4. Okay, B4. Sandy is originally from Texas and is likely the karate chop.
Yeah. 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 I was going to say, B4 hasn't been hit yet. Now
yep.
We saw
so
it.
You just need one more to win. Okay, and let's clear that out. All right, so now you have a choice between number 2, 4, or 5.
Number
4.
Number
4?
Exactly.
Okay, number 4. Our next subject is going to be a parrot. All right, so you remember what we have?
A1.
Okay, A1. The parrot. Can everybody take a voice?
Oh,
that's right.
Oh, yes.
All right, so now what
and?
Is the other match on B?
B2.
B2? No. I'll make sure I just
B2.
Wanted to... B2.
Yeah.
B2. Yes, B2 is sitting on my
yes.
Yes. Tied it up right away.
Nice.
Okay. All right, now we have just two more subjects left. Number 2 and number 5. Which one do you want to...
Number two.
This time our subject is dealing with Bowser.
Hey.
Oh.
Yep.
All right, so we saw the facts for Bowser. Do you remember where they were?
Hmm.
throwing out there. A6.
A6. Okay, A6. Bowser. You're telling us that Bowser is jealous of Mickey Mouse's fame.
I mean, technically?
Yes.
Hello, Bowser.
What?
How are you doing today?
Oh, it's you again. I can't bother with you right now. I have to worry about Mario. What do you want, Mickey Mouse?
Oh, I'm working on a new movie.
Working on a new movie. Okay, okay. I just released one, don't you know?
Oh, I didn't see it over there.
No, you didn't see it. I mean, it was only leaked by North Korea for like a How could you not? I mean, like, I look pretty good in there myself, I feel.
Oh, yes, I heard. You were played by Jack Black.
All right. Okay, so obviously there's not a match, but now we're going over to you.
A5.
Yeah, alright, just want to make sure I play. A5. Bowser's
Richard
from Texas.
I mean,
you know what my favorite meal is? Barbecue.
Brisket!
Brisket, yes. Alright, so back to you.
B3?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, B3, we're saying that Bowser has extremely
resistant.
I mean,
you think I'd remember that one by now.
Do I try that?
Yeah.
Yes, it's I, yes, your Uncle Koopa. How are you doing today? Yes! Everything going well with the troops? I knew you would make it far one day.
Well, I have some unfortunate news.
Yes?
I need to borrow some money. You see, I need another castle. Mario blew up.
Gotta kick off the princess again.
I have to pay 10 coins again.
Okay. You just went, right?
I
lost track. Who's turn is
it? Yeah,
it's
my turn.
You picked it?
No.
Oh, it's okay. So it's
That's all right. It's my turn. I'll grab a restraint for these things.
Yeah.
Up here. I thought I'd ask for that one again. A4. I don't think we've done this round.
A4?
Yeah.
Okay, A4. We are now saying that Bowser is loved by people.
I mean, he's evil, so.
Yeah.
We are the Goomba Squad from Philadelphia.
That's fine. Philadelphia Goomba.
Okay, back over to you.
B5.
B5?
Yeah.
B5. B5. And we're saying that Bowser hates Plumber. Okay, so now if you can find a match on A, you're going to get that Amazon card.
A3,
let's see. Amazon to bring.
Bowser
hates Plumbers and commands an upward turn. Okay, so you get the win, and you'll get this $10 Amazon card. And great. Okay, and can anyone, before I show you the last one, can anyone guess what the what might have been the last subject?
Was it Rocky?
Is it Judy Hopps?
Is it the Philadelphia Phillies mascot?
Is it a cheesesteak sandwich? I mean, I don't know.
Is it the mascot of the Phillies?
He's loved by people in Philadelphia. Is it a cheesesteak sandwich?
Philadelphia, obviously.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
How about this?
Yes.
Philadelphia. Oh my
God! Gritty!
Before I draw the next pair of people, let's watch a quick. Let's do two quick commercials here before I forget.
It's no secret that furries love game shows, especially game shows at conventions, and we're happy to bring them to you. The drama, the excitement, the big wins, and even the goofs. Thank you for playing and watching and supporting Game Show Furries. Look for us at a convention near you.
Yep, we have a bunch of people who do game show panels around the country, and you know, we have that Telegram channel we coordinate as well. But also, we have one other thing I want to show you, and this I can get you set up with this if you're interested.
When we're not putting on game shows at conventions,
oh my God,
we play them in VR. 3 nights a week, you can join us on VR Chat or VR Game Show Night, a growing library of classic games with a growing community of players. VR Game Show Night, 3 nights a week on VR Chat.
Yeah, so we have some people who have made Game Show Worlds, a couple dozen at this point, and the Line 'Em Up game, we've recreated that as well. We do have a Discord server. I can get your links for that later, and then get you through to VR Chat, you know, do a friend request, we can get you into our game nights. All right, so now we're going to get started on our second game. We're going to draw two more names to join me. Does anyone need to draw a ticket? No? Okay. All right, let's get the next person. Ticket ending in 230.
That's me.
All right. And the other one is a ticket ending in 232.
That's me.
Good.
See on that side, see on that side. Okay. And how are you doing?
Good.
And why don't you introduce yourself?
I am Petri. I am a parrot. I was one of the answers in the last round. I'm from Long Island, and I think that's really all I wanted to give.
Yeah, what do you do for a living?
I'm an engineer.
Oh, okay. Good.
Once upon a time, there was an engineer. Choo Choo Charlie was his name. Were you?
Oh, very.
Okay. Is this your first time?
At FurPOC, yes.
At FurPOC, what other cons have you gone to?
I've been to Nomadicon in Nashville, and I've been to 2 New Year's Eve furry balls in Delaware.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Okay. And, what's your name?
I'm Rowan from New Hampshire. I'm a microbiologist, and this is my 4th con after Canfrance, MFF, and Anthrocon.
Oh, okay.
In the last year.
Okay. Good to have you here. You saw how this is played, right? You think you're good?
I think so.
Okay. All right. Let me do a coin toss. I'm going to have you call this. Okay.
All right.
Heads or tails?
Heads.
It's tails. So you're going to go first. Okay. All right. So we have 6 subjects, 1 through 6. Which one would you like to see first?
Let's do 6.
Number 6. Okay. So our subject for this game to start is going to be Bigfoot. So now, we can either pick the A column or the B column, and then a number from 1 to 6.
What a smile.
A5.
Okay, so we're saying that about Bigfoot, that Bigfoot very dramatically lamented having a flat tire. That's not a match, but we're going to see them back that out.
Oh, my poor tire. However will I get to the con now?
Okay, so that's not a match. We're going to go over here. And I'm sorry,
Pat. You can call me Pat.
Okay. All right, so what do you want to say? A, B, and a number?
I'm going to say B5.
B5. Okay, so this time we're saying that Bigfoot has a dim-witted lab assistant. That is not a match, but let's see if they promised to show us that.
Pull the lever, Crump! Front lever! Why do we have that lever?
Alright, so again, not a match. Your turn.
A4.
Okay, just want to be sure there. Okay, A4, this time you're now saying, telling us that Bigfoot stands 8 feet 2 inches tall. Now Bigfoot is tall, but that's not the fact that I'm looking for. Okay? I'm not sure if you guys want to act on that or not.
I'm Bigfoot Junior.
A hat stand 6 feet tall. Oh, hello there.
Go home.
I'm just short for my age.
All right. Okay, like I said, that's not the fact I'm looking for. But that may come up later. Right. So now, Pat, your turn.
I'm going to go with A2.
A2. Okay, this time, you're letting us know that Bigfoot has a monster truck named after him.
Yeah. That's right. There is such a thing as a Bigfoot truck. Yep, there is.
Yeah. Okay, so now, in the B column, where do you think the fact on Bigfoot is?
I'm going to go with B6.
B6. Okay, so Bigfoot has a monster truck and has a British
accent. How do we not know?
Welcome, everybody, to the Vegas off-road experience. Mm-hmm. Is the Bigfoot truck driven by me, Bigfoot.
It's a weird part of Britain.
Okay. All right, so, again, remember those facts, okay? All right, now, you know one of them's right, so do you remember what it was? Okay, A2 has the monster truck.
A.
And where in B do you think it is?
B4.
Okay, this time we're saying that Bigfoot lives in the woods of the Pacific Northwest. That is right.
Yeah!
Okay, so that's Bigfoot. All right, let's go on.
Got Jersey double in Jersey.
Okay, so now we're going to go over to you, and we have 5 subjects. 1 through 5.
5.
Number 5. Okay, this time our topic is the Geico commercial.
Oh my god, yes.
All right, we've seen the facts. So, which one? Can you remember where they were?
A5.
Okay, A5. Very dramatically mentioned having a flat tire. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. So now, what's the fact on B?
Shot in the dark, B1.
B1. Okay, so the Geico Gecko had a flat tire, and what's carrying a box of armor?
I think I know what the other subject's going to be now.
Somebody help me! I have a flat tire, and I'm surrounded by foxes!
Geico.
True story.
I went throwing a fox propellant because you never know when you're
come on, who doesn't need a fox taser? Come on, who doesn't need a fox taser?
Do you remember where they were?
A4.
You too can save 10% or more on car insurance.
I just stepped on 2 cars.
Okay. All right, so let's go over here. Pat?
B2.
Okay, B2 sleeps in a giant nest.
I mean, it's relative, so.
That's not a match.
I mean, I do.
Can we do the gecko in a nest?
You too can save 10% or more on housing costs.
All right. Okay, so you have a chance now.
A3.
Okay, A3. The Geico Gecko is an archaeologist. That, unfortunately, is not a match.
No.
I didn't promise you the gecko as an archaeologist.
It belongs in a museum or in your insurance package.
Okay. All right, so we have to go back to you, Pat.
Okay. I'm going to go with B3.
Okay, B3, the Greco Gecko comes up swearing by saying biscuits. So that is not a match. Not anything you can do with that. If not, that's okay.
Yes, my automobile-shaped cookies. Oh, biscuits! The biscuits!
Oh, biscuits! I have a flat tire.
Fancy a crisp? That was a commercial, remember?
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're back to you. Plans to take over the world.
It is in the war now. Remember Infinity War?
First, 15% savings on your car insurance, and then the world.
Okay. Unfortunately, it's not
magical. I think I know another subject that's going to come up.
6B.
B6. Oh, okay, Gecko has a British accent.
Hey! Yeah. Right.
Okay, now, remember where the background was.
I am 90% sure it was A5.
A5. Let's see. British accent and very dramatic. Yeah. So you get a point.
Thank you.
Okay, and like I said, first of three wins. All right, so we're going to clear this out. And now we're going to go to you. So you have between 1, 2, 3, 4.
Let's do 2.
Number 2. Okay, so the subject now is going to be Bandit.
Oh my god, yay! Bandit! Dad!
All right, so... remember, we saw both of them, actually.
B3.
Okay,
B3,
Bandit.
Who is the British
accent?
Yeah, boy!
Now, where's the other one? Bandit is...
A4. Let's see if that's right. A4.
Come on, Bandit.
Come on. Stands 8 inches
tall. That's not correct.
Go ahead with that.
Something else.
I am the state of Australia.
Nation.
To the Iceland.
And then your dad was a real pissed out. He was very rarely single. I decorated with the boozy, made him put you under the table.
Okay. Let's go back over the path.
You had that ready to go.
E2? I'm old enough to remember all the Pythons.
Right. E2, Bandit. That's a monster truck.
No, should be.
Go with that.
Okay. No, should be.
Monster truck.
All right, okay. And here comes the Bandit!
Take care of your children!
B3. I was swaying, Ben, the same biscuits.
Yeah.
And?
Yeah.
A2. That's a monster truck. Actually, that's not right. We already did that pretty much, so...
The biscuit man.
Yeah. What were you?
A6.
Bandit. That's 275.
I know who that is, though.
I would not be surprised.
Can you do anything with that at all? If not...
All right. In some fan fiction, that's true.
Oh, yes. Ah, yes, Bluey, oh, wonderful. Yeah, let's take you to the playground. And Bluey 2, let's take you to the playground. And Bluey 3, let's take you to the playground. And Bluey 3, let's take you to the playground. And Bluey 4.
Don't forget Bingo.
And Bingo.
All right.
In some fan fiction,
okay,
that's actually true.
Back over to you.
B3.
Yeah.
A3. Thumbs up, Sway, Fishing Biscuits, and... It's the archaeologist, that's right.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Alright, so you need one more to win the $10 gift card. Alright, we're going to go back to you. Let's clear this out. And we have 1, 3, and 4.
I'm going to go 1.
Number 1. Okay, next subject is going to be Big Bird.
Oh my god, I know this one. All right.
I know.
So let's see. No, we've seen one of the past.
I know this one.
B4. Okay, let's see. Big Bird lives in the woods of the
Pacific. Sesame Street is not in Seattle.
All right, let's see. Big Bird from the Northwest.
Do you know how to get to Sesame Street? Well, first you go through Seattle.
Anyone else? No? All right. Okay, so now we're going to go back to you.
A5.
Okay, A5. You're saying Big Bird very dramatically.
Big Bird doesn't even drive.
That's not correct, but let's see what they can do with it.
Oh, gee. Oh, flat tire. Oh, I can't travel 100 feet to the other side of the town.
Okay, so we're going to go back over here. Pat?
I'm going to go B1.
B1. Okay, let's see. B1. Big Bird. Let's carry the can of fog.
Oh, my God. Are we going to pause
this? Not correct. Straight. Anything?
Oh, my God.
Oh no!
I'm a puppet too!
Okay. Alright, so, where do you want to go?
A4.
What? A4. Big Bird. See, it's 8 feet turns you fall. That's correct. Now, if you find what's the B fact, you're going to win.
B6.
Okay, B6. Big Bird. That's a British accent.
No.
Imagine.
On the British version of Sesame Street, maybe.
No, I can imagine.
I can only imagine.
It's so benign.
Oh, Mr.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. Yes, this fish and chips are very good. Yes.
Oh, my God. British Big Bird.
Sunny day. No, it's England. It rains.
Okay.
This is Britain. There's always no sunny days.
A4.
A4.
I'm a British heritage, so I figured I'd toss that in.
B2. Let's see if this is it. Big Bird stands 8 feet 2 inches tall and sleeps in a giant.
Oh! We got a match.
That means you can tie it up.
It's like concentration. It's a memory game.
Actually,
you got a match.
Yeah. You're on this side. You're on this side. Okay. So we've tied it up. All right. So it's tied up. Whoever gets the next one wins. All right. So we're going to clear this out. And you're going to go first, so 3 or 4?
3.
Number 3. So this time our subject is going to be the brain.
Yep, I saw some clues come up.
I know it was one of the facts. Actually, both of the facts. So can you remember where they were?
A6.
A6. We're saying that the brain... That's 275 brothers
and sisters.
That's not correct, but let's see.
Wait, what?
Looks like they got something.
Snorf! 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 Snorf!
This is why.
Snorf!
Snorf! We've got Maurice LaMarche here.
I wouldn't be surprised, though.
Okay. All right, so we're going to go back to Pat. Pat?
Or is it the other guy there? Scott? Rob Paulson. Rob Paulson.
B5. Okay, B5. The brain has a diplet in the
center.
Ooh! That's right. Okay, so now if you can remember where the fact on A is, you're going to get the win.
A1?
A1
takes us.
Okay, A1. Let's see. Brain has a diplet, a lab assistant, and...
Yes!
And you are the winner.
All right. So Judy Hopps must have been up there.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So I'm going to give you this Amazon quote. And you two are all set.
Thank you. Well done. Good job, guys.
And I'm always saying that, I'm always playing this out here. Number 4.
Judy Hopps.
Judy Hopps.
Fox
Repellent and 275 brothers and sisters. All living
numbers.
In Bunnyboro.
Remember the numbers.
Huh?
Remember the numbers where they are.
Oh, that's the tough part. I don't know.
I'm going to do A. Yep.
Okay, there it is.
There we go. All right, so that is that. We're looking at 248 right now.
Was this supposed to end at 3 or 3:30?
What's that?
3.
Supposed to end at 3. Someone is
supposed
to be
supposed to
end
at 3.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a panel. After
that's what I'm saying. I don't know if there's a panel or not.
I don't think there is.
I don't think so. Let me check.
I don't think there is. This is the last panel in this room.
Yeah.
All right, so if you want to leave, you can, but I have material for one more game.
Yeah,
you want to keep going?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, so last call for.
Wait, this is not prison. This is a FurCon.
Last call. Anyone want to. You want to try to play? I have to do a random drawing.
Do it. Do it.
One more.
You can do it.
No, you're just drawing.
Oh, he's just going to...
He's going to draw. He's going
to
play
a thing. Draw a name. I'm going to do a random. So just hold on to this. I'm going to throw it in. I'm going to keep that. Sit down. I'm going to shake this up and see if I can fit your name out there. Took it ending in 228.
That's me.
And last one. Ticket ending in 233.
That's me.
Someone's phone is up here. Is that you, Lauren?
That's fine.
That's yours. Okay. I want to make sure someone did
luck.
Leave their phone.
I'm going to need it.
Just be careful. Just sit down there.
With all the wires.
Okay, so this will be the last game here. And, Annika, do you want to introduce yourself to everyone?
All right, I am Ann Fakun. I've been to about 40 conventions, and I've hosted panels about things like Zootopia and classic cartoons and gray muzzles. And I was doing classic cartoons just this morning upstairs. All right.
Okay, thanks for coming around.
Yep, no problem.
And what's your name?
I'm Kirk Kitz.
Kirk Kitz, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm a... machinist back at home, and I live on Long Island.
Live on Long Island. Okay.
Yeah.
Is this your first time here for coffee?
Nope. This is my third. I think the last two I went to were 2017 or 18.
In the old location.
Yeah. At the
Red Lion.
Yeah. And then COVID hit. I was just like, I'll pass for a couple cons.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do a coin toss.
Okay.
Heads or tails.
Heads.
Heads.
Okay.
All right, so you're going to go first. All right. Number 1 through 6.
Let us do 3.
Number 3. Okay, so the subject for next game is Sock the Hedgehog.
Yeah. Which I don't know too well, but we'll do Sock the Hedgehog.
So now, pick A or B, and then a number 1 through 6.
A5.
Okay, so the fact about Sock the Hedgehog is you were telling us Sonic... has a very long tongue.
In some fan fiction, maybe.
Oh, there's a chili dog right over there!
In some fan fiction, maybe.
Okay. What are you?
Yoshi. Hit me with a
B5. Okay, B5. You're telling us that Sonic the Hedgehog is a stand-up comedian.
Oh my god! I mean, technically...
That does track.
Why did the chicken cross the road? I don't know, but I gotta cross the road first. Yee!
Anything else? Any others? No? Okay. All right.
You can say Dr. Robotnik is a bad egg.
Okay, they're calling for A6. So, Sonic the Hedgehog sleeps in a refrigerator. That's all right.
I'm pretty sure that refrigerator is running. I'm Dr. Robotnik's refrigerator model. Good morning, Sonic.
Hey, you gotta stay cool.
Alright. Apparently the audience had a better Okay, so back over to you.
Hit me with A1.
A1, okay. A1, Sonic the Hedgehog. Love Cherry Dog. Oh,
Alright.
Okay, nice. Find the fast on the B side.
Let's go with B6.
B6, okay. B6, you're saying Sonic the Hedgehog loves chili dogs and runs faster than point. And like I said, first 3 wins.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to clear that out. And now it's back to you. We have 1, 2, 4, 5, or 6.
1.
Number 1. Okay, subject is going to be... Yoshi!
Woo! Another
one
I don't know, but whatever.
Yoshi! Okay, so now A or B and a number.
A2.
Okay, A2. Sonic the Hedgehog. I'm sorry. Yoshi, Mr. Okay. Yoshi! Gets heckled by 2 old men.
Oh my
Yoshi.
God!
Yoshi! Oh, there's Fred over there! Hello!
I've seen a better dinosaur show in Jurassic Park.
If you count Mario and Luigi as old, maybe.
Okay, so we go over to you. Do you remember the... we actually did sleep one of the stocks.
I do remember it somewhat. A6.
Six.
I believe
okay.
It was.
All right, we have Yoshi, Seems inefficient. Oh my god.
Oh, I just need a little drink. Oh, hi, Yoshi.
May I offer you an egg in this trying time?
Yes!
Okay, all right, so that's not match, right. Obviously. We'll go back to you.
I don't think we've said B4 yet. If we have, we'll find out.
All right, so
B4.
Okay, so we're saying that Yoshi throws the exit lays. That's right.
That is right, okay. And then let's see.
There was a... the fact was revealed on A. I'll tell you that.
Ooh. I think I said A5 earlier. A4? Did I say?
Marco A4?
A4, I guess. I know. Right. I think I did A5 earlier.
Okay, A4.
Yes.
Yoshi throws eggs, lays, and eats 900. Hey, God! Which
one? Mukbang YouTuber's voice.
That's a big egg.
Mukbang YouTubers be like.
Okay, so go back over to you.
Okay, hit me with A5.
A5. We have Yoshi, who has a very long time. That's right.
B4.
I think you got it.
Yeah.
There it is.
And then I have 0. Okay, so right, first to come to 3, right?
Yeah.
Or first to get 3.
Okay. Alright, so it's back to you.
6.
Number 6. Okay, subject number 6 for this game is...
Oh my god. More stuff I don't know.
Can you show up here?
Alright, so...
A5. I've asked it before, maybe it applies. I don't know. A5?
A5? Okay. A5, we have Snorlax.
As no, that's not last correct. No.
I never have to move again.
Oh my god. Alright, so you will be.
I don't think we saw B2 yet. Let's try that one.
I do B2. Okay, well, so you're telling us the Snorlax is not affected by bee stings. And that's not correct.
I mean,
come at me, bees! I feel nothing.
Or that. At that point, I wouldn't be surprised.
Alright, so that's not a match. We go back to you.
A2.
Okay, we have Snorlax.
No. I thought that one was a
Zelda. Oh, what an excellent day. Pass me that apple over there.
He's so lazy.
I'm gonna roll into your house and knock it down.
That'll take 2 weeks.
This new pool is awful.
Nice.
All right, thank you, and back over to you.
A1.
Okay, A1. Snorlax. Love showing off.
I mean, but...
The tracks.
What do you think I do?
Did you hear anything else about it? No.
No.
All right, so we'll go over to you.
B3? I don't know.
Okay, probably, B. Right, B3. Snorlax wields a fire axe.
Hell yeah.
Start running. Oh my god.
What
GM is that?
I'm about to make my own leftovers.
Okay, so we go back over to you.
Take what you will. A4.
Okay, Snorlax.
Yeah,
that's right. All right. Now we're going to find the feedback.
Dang, it's not going to be easy. I'm just going to say
E3. Okay, let's see. Snorlax eats 900 pounds of food before going to sleep, and wields a fire axe.
We just saw it! Oh my goodness!
Well, that's Camp Furpock. Now to go over to Camp Furadelphia.
Camp A&E! Do you remember where the first fact was?
Well, Can I say the one that
you
was
can
just
say
done?
The one that things have already been revealed.
Was it A5? No, A4? I've already forgotten. A4.
Okay.
Yeah,
A4.
Me too. Don't feel
right,
bad.
A4.
There you go.
Okay. That's
and,
right.
And then the other one I want to say B3? I don't know. I probably got it wrong.
E3?
We already had that.
You got it after Furrydelphia.
New England!
Yeah, I was going to say another one.
Vacation land!
This time it's personal.
Alright.
Go with B5. B5.
Okay, so you look for the other one first. Okay, so B5. Snorlax. Stand up.
Oh.
It's gotta be a
anyone?
Food. Gotta be a food pun somewhere.
Oh yes. What came first, the chicken or the egg? I don't know. I ate them both.
All right.
A4. And let's try B2.
B2. Snorlax is not affected by bee stings. That's
nope.
Not correct.
Okay.
Come at me, bees! I'll eat you all!
Keep trying the one on the left.
Yeah, we're getting really close. It's just that
eventually we'll
like,
find it.
Yeah. B6. Let's try B6. I probably got that one already.
Snorlax runs faster. Yeah, totally. I don't think so. Yeah, totally.
Literally rolling around at the speed of sound.
A4.
Acrobatic of you.
And B5.
B5?
Yeah.
All right,
B5. Oh.
Oh, my God.
You just have to keep trying each one,
oh my
you know?
God.
Right. Eventually, someone will find it.
A1?
No.
A1?
A1 steak sauce.
Oh my God.
Are you really sure?
I forget if that was the one.
A1?
It's probably not A1.
Not A1.
That's
right. Chance for you.
A4.
A4.
And B4.
B4.
Before what?
Right.
B1.
Right. Maybe 4 months or less.
We're going to have to just do
it. Oh my God. I bring Muntax! Go!
The eggs first before even throwing them. I will let you know.
They do
you
lay
have
eggs, don't they?
Yeah.
Do they
yeah,
so
they
eat the eggs first.
Maybe they don't lay.
Logic, am I right?
So A4.
Yep, A4.
And E2.
You said that.
Paralyze heal.
Oh.
Someone got an EpiPen?
A4.
Okay, A4.
And B1.
B1, let's see if that's it. It's the best. Oh my God!
I finally. Okay, well, that's just 1 point, though. I'm still behind. I was going to say B1, I said. I don't think we've done that
one. Okay, over to you now.
Okay, number four.
Okay, subject this time is going to be.
Honey Badger.
B2.
B2. Okay, B2, honey badger. It's not affected by bee sting. That's right.
Oh, we got something going on up there.
And what do you have on A?
That's a very tough question to ask. Right about
I swear to God, if you pick chili dogs.
Or eats 900 pounds of food and soy. If you get this, you win.
A3,
let's see. A3, not affected by these things. And does not.
Okay.
Yeah, it really does not care about me. You get the win.
That's Honey Badger and Zootopia.
Great, and thank you very much for being entertaining.
Yep,
all
right.
Great. And you can just stand up there. Let me just jump to the other two we had.
Whoops.
We had this one here.
Yes, okay. Muppet.
Fozzie
Bear.
And clear this out. And let me pull the other ones up. We're going on B3 all the time. Does anyone know off of this?
Smokey the Bear.
Nope.
Oh,
I'm out here being like, the ass is on fire.
Sleeps in the refrigerator.
Is that like
what?
The
I have no idea.
Is it the camping bear, Yogi Bear?
No.
Murderous Yogi Bear? No.
Chili Willy?
Harry Berry.
Chili Willy?
Cartoon Network?
Cartoon
Network? I have
Network?
No idea.
Oh, wait.
Two Brothers?
The what?
It's a bear.
Wee Bear Bears?
I don't watch that.
I'm
aware of the show, I just never watched it.
I get no idea how that makes sense.
That's too young.
I've never seen him with a fire.
And in the show he carries around
the refrigerator tracks. I'm pretty sure I've seen him.
I don't know why, but he does.
He looks so benign for violence. It's always the quiet ones.
Alright. Okay, so like I said, that's all the material I have. I'm glad everybody had fun with this.
A lot of fun.
And thank you very much. I hope you have a safe travel home.
Yep.
And thanks for coming.
Thank you.
All right.